course, Mission Control at NASA is very happy to have Fabio because they're hoping that he will draw geese away from the takeoff slot.
Wake up, Mr. Sleepyhead. You are late.
It's a beautiful
morning.
What time is it?
6 a.m.
Time to wake up.
Is this a good morning or what?
It's 6 o'clock at Oldies 103.3 KLOU St. Louis. I'm Mimi Wolf. Today's weather brought to you by Quick Trip. We've got cloudy skies and 85 degrees. This morning's top news, the space shuttle faces another launch delay and the search continues for a missing Richmond Heights girl. Those stories, weather and sports in 60 seconds. This news brought to you by St. Louis Metro Chrysler Dealers.
It's time for the Chrysler and Plymouth Summer Clearance with your choice of award-winning cars or minivans. Financing for qualified buyers. Minivan offer ends August 2nd.
Oldies 103.3 News Time is 6:01. Your forecast, there is a heat advisory in effect through Friday. Today, we're going to have partly sunny skies. It'll be humid. A slight chance of an afternoon storm. The high today, 98 degrees. Heat index between 105 and 110. Tonight's going to be clear and muggy, a low of 77. Tomorrow, more of the same, sunny and humid, a high 98. It's currently 80 degrees in Granite City, 83 degrees in University City, and 85 degrees at Oldies 103.3. NASA will try again early tomorrow to get Space Shuttle Columbia's science mission underway. Thunderstorms forced NASA to call off a launch attempt this morning. It was the second scrub this week. Bad weather is also forecast for Friday morning. Investigators are questioning people in Sikeston regarding a St. Louis girl who'd been missing since last Thursday, but police say they have no new leads in the search for 11-year-old Heather Kalorn. The St. Louis Area Major Case Squad will continue its investigation for another 3 days. Richmond Heights businesses are offering a $10,000 reward for information regarding her location or leading to an arrest in her abduction. Look for another weekend of delays on I-70. The Missouri Department of Transportation will shut the highway down in both directions tomorrow evening. Crews will be removing the northbound section of the West Florissant Bridge. MoDOT officials say they will reopen the highway before the morning rush hour on Monday. And the Dow begins the day at 11,002.78 after gaining 6.5 points yesterday. The NASDAQ gained 29 points, more than 1%, and the S&P 500 was up 2 points. And in Oldies 103.3 Sports, it was the first time in his career that Jose Jimenez has given up a run to a right-handed batter, and that was all that Cincinnati Reds needed as they nipped the Cards 1-0 at Synergy Field. Pokey Reese smacked the homer in the fourth inning. Ron Valone tossed 8-plus innings of one-hit ball for the win. And Rams players report to training camp at Western Illinois University today with a 2-day practice beginning tomorrow. It is a short preseason for the team, which opens an exhibition season at the Trans World Dome in just over 2 weeks. And American Lance Armstrong finished 11th in the 16th stage of the Tour de France. He remains the overall leader by 6 minutes, 15 seconds. Oldies 103.3 News Time is 6:04. Next news at the bottom of the hour. And coming up, we'll give you our word of the day. It could get you to the Muni for opening night of Anything Goes.
Quick Trip, where the gasoline and everything else you buy is unconditionally guaranteed.
Oh, what seems to be the problem, Mr. Lafferty?
It's my hand, Doc. I need an x-ray.
So Jan has shifted that investment into Drive. Is your money firing on all cylinders? Get there. Janus Mutual Funds. Call 1-888-JANUS99.
Call for a prospectus containing more complete information, including expenses. Read it carefully before you invest or send money. Best performance is no guarantee of future results. Janus Distributors, Inc.
It is 6 minutes after 6 already. 6:06.
Good times and great oldies. Oldies 103.3.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.